For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear will be left behind, but it must be another time. Ooh. There'll be an everlasting light shining a purest holy white, where each fear will be erased, but it must be time in another place, where all my hopes and dreams will be captured with one look at Jesus' face. No, my heart keeps burning, my soul keeps yearning. Sometimes I can hardly wait for that sweet, sweet someday when I'll be swept away to another time and another place. I grow so tired of earthly things, which promise peace but furnish pain. Life's sweetest joys combined could never match those in another time. And though I gave my life to Christ and felt His Spirit move in my life, I know it's truly just a taste of His glory in another place. Ooh. Ooh. So I'm another time in another place, where all my hopes and dreams will be captured with one look at Jesus' face. No, my heart keeps burning, my soul keeps yearning. Sometimes I can hardly wait for that sweet, sweet someday when I'll be swept another time in another place.
As we watch what is happening all across the world, we can clearly see that we are zeroing in on the end times. We are at the beginnings of sorrows that Jesus talked about when he talked to his disciples. When I look at the world system, I can clearly see that we are at a place where things are going to start accelerating to a point where you'll not be able to handle it. The Bible teaches us that men will look out and see, and for fear their hearts will fail. That's what the Bible teaches us. And when we watch what's happening, we can see the world system somehow trying to explain the things that are happening. They're calling it global warming, and they're calling it this, they're calling it that. But the Bible teaches us clearly, when these things start to happen, know that my return is near. It's God's timetable for us to get ready to meet him and to see him. He shows us a clock on the wall. When this clock shows us these things, we better be ready for his return. So today I will teach on these interesting things that are supposed to take place before the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. Lord, we don't have much time left, so you will bless the listener. You will open their hearts. You will anoint this message in Jesus' name. Amen. At the time of Jesus, the disciples were very curious about when the end will come and how things will come to pass. It tells us in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 3, he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Well, Jesus had some very interesting messages for the disciples as he talked to them in the Word of God. You can read it in Matthew chapter 24, in Luke chapter 21, in Mark chapter 13. He explains the whole situation on how things will come to pass. In Matthew chapter 24, it tells us, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." When the Bible teaches us here, they will come and say, "I am Christ," that doesn't necessarily mean Jesus Christ, our Lord. That means a savior. Many saviors shall come. And we have had many throughout the ages. Even though there are people who call themselves Christ on this earth, I know of one guy in the Philippines who has a following of million people, and he calls himself Jesus Christ. That's very interesting, very blatant for an ordinary human being to do that. But there are many who blindly believe him. And Jesus said, these things will come, but the time is not yet. The end is not yet. These are just the beginnings of sorrows. It says in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." And in the last 50 years, we have all seen that. In the last 100 years, we have seen terrible wars and terrible pestilences. We know that Stalin in Russia killed
20 million of his own people. We know that the Chinese have killed hundreds of thousands, millions of people, starving them to death. The Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, they kill their own people by the millions. Unbelievable hardship, unbelievable suffering, terrible famines and hunger that people simply starve to death. And this is going to escalate as we get closer to the end, because it says in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 8, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. What are the sorrows that Jesus is talking about? He's talking about the great tribulation. And I want to take a little time of what's going to happen during that time. The demonic realm will be here on earth, intermingling with the human beings. We can already see them openly exposing themselves in different places on this earth. So the demonic realm is going to be here. The pestilences, the earthquakes, they're going to increase. The Bible teaches us the oceans will turn to blood. The rivers will turn to blood. The trees and the grass will all dry off. What an horrible time to be here on earth. By the grace of God, it's just going to be 7 years. But then here's what's going to happen to the Christian. Matthew chapter 24 in verse 9. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's not only talking about the Christian, it's talking about the Jewish people. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. When I study the Jewish nation today, the Jewish people, it is unimaginable. There are many, many Jews who love the peace of Israel, but there are also those who hate themselves. Even though they're Jews, they hate themselves. You take George Soros, he's a Jew, but he's out to destroy. He's out to bring in a one world government. He uses his millions and millions and billions of dollars to try to come against Israel. What a betrayer, a traitor to his own people. And it's not only George Soros, there's many of them like that. They hate God so much that they will turn against their own people. If anybody remembers, Hitler, who killed so many Jews, was a half Jew. That's interesting. Keep that in mind. And this is how Satan works. He spits God in the face by turning his own inheritance against him. So God will one day settle that. And then it tells us in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 11, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I want to explain something here. Many false prophets shall arise. I used to believe that was totally in the churches. Only in the churches you could have false prophets. But the world is full of false prophets. Listen to the evolutionist. Listen to the atheist. The evolutionist has brought this terrible idea of evolution into the schools. Now, the people in the schools, the teenagers, those who go to school, they're taught that they come from an animal, from a blob in the ocean. And now when it comes to abortions, they are being taught it's only a blob of tissue in your womb. There's nothing to it. Just kill those little babies that are being born. And they now wait for them to be born before they kill them. 60 to 70 million babies have been slaughtered in America in the last 50 years. What a horrible thing that God has to look on to. The women that bear these children and the men, the Bible teaches us, their love has waxed cold. They have no natural affections for their own children. I went to this theater to watch an abortion film on how abortions take place. And as we walked into the theater, there were women with signs, young women standing there. My body is my business. No, it's not. You will have to find that out someday, that you have been created by God and you need to honor God with your body. You don't kill your child. The Bible teaches us that the Israelites were doing the same thing. In Psalm, it tells us that they sacrificed their sons and daughters unto devils. What an incredible situation. And now we're doing the same thing. Doctors are making millions and millions of dollars by destroying those little lives that are in the womb. They heartlessly kill them without a regard. And the sad part of it is we, the people, pay their wages. I ask God to forgive me on a daily basis for paying these wages to these people because it's been taken off my tax dollars. What can I do about it? We need a change of government. We need a change of a Supreme Court that will destroy these God haters and take that terrible satanic sacrifice that they're doing out of our system so that we can honor God again. Hopefully, it will be done before Jesus comes back. Let the Lord open people's hearts to that awful wickedness that is going on in our countries. The love of many has waxed cold. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34, it tells us this. Think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I came to send a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And man's foes shall be they of their own household. I, for one, have seen that already in my own household. My own brothers and sisters turned against me because of my love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when I tried to sometimes reach out to them, to communicate with them, they don't want nothing to do with me. This is not something I'm just saying to say something. This is the truth. And that's how it is with many many people who turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being rejected by their own fathers, their own mothers, their own siblings. The Muslims, when somebody turns to Christ in that religious system, it is the oldest brother's job to kill the one that turned to Christ. They kill their parents, they kill their brothers, they kill their sisters, they kill their own little children. Because they turn to Christ. The Jewish religion is the same thing. They get excommunicated when somebody turns to Christ. There are children that lose millions of dollars inheritance because of their love of Christ. The Catholic system has been a false religion almost from get-go. And they have been sowing discord in the world throughout the nations. And the awful, terrible things that they have been doing throughout the generations is unimaginable. Only God will be able to judge that. And when that time will come, there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. So this is what's happening in the world today. We're seeing it all over. Because God said these things will happen. But these things are nothing compared to what will happen during the tribulation. The tribulation is going to be horrible to the point where the Bible teaches, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down amongst you, and you are going to suffer the consequences of him being amongst the people here on earth. The terrible stuff that's going to go on is beyond our imagination. You do not want to be here. You need to turn to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Your religious system will not help you. You need to turn to the Lord. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Like a bird who flew away in autumn to a land of warmer days until the chill of winter has passed, I can see a ray of sunshine that tells me it's about time for the holy God return at last.
He may come with the flowers in the springtime, or when the hand of winter makes the hills a snowy place. It could be any season, but I just can't help
hangs on to something that is a little more dear than the Lord Jesus Christ, he will have problems with assurance of salvation. We understand that we are now facing some interesting times ahead. And I believe as we get closer to the end, persecution for many Christians will become more and more evident. People will turn against those who love the Lord because they do not agree with the world's agenda. We see that everywhere now already. If you are against what the government and the world system have in mind, and somehow you don't fit in, and you are called a hater in many places. Well, the Bible teaches us something very interesting in Luke chapter 26 in verse 22. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast you out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice you in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. And we have seen that all along, people separating themselves from you because you have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what happens in the world system. When somebody comes out of the world system, and the world system is not only those who carouse around, the world system is also those who are steeped in religion and operate in organized religion. If there's no Christianity involved, then automatically you will be separated from their company. They will revile you. The Bible teaches us when that happens, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For great is your reward in heaven. And another thing, that's what they did to the prophets. Throughout the ages, those who stood up for God were persecuted by them who did not have a care for a God. So this is what the Bible teaches today. Like what happened yesterday is still happening today. Those who turn to Jesus are being ridiculed. They are being ostracized. And in many cases, many, many are being killed. In Matthew chapter 10 in verse 37, it tells us, he that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followed after me is not worthy of me. So if Jesus isn't your first and foremost price that you have in your heart and in your life, then you are not worthy of him. That's what the Bible teaches us here. If you like your father, mother, or even your children more than you love God, if you will step back from following Jesus because of your father, your mother, or even your children, then the Bible teaches us this. Then you are not worthy of him. This is not me making this up. This is what the Word of God speaks. So I'm asking for those of you who are listening today, where do you stand with God? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your most precious possession that you have? Are you following him with your whole heart? Would you leave everything for the cause of Christ? Are you now walking before him? Are you using your money for the furthering of the kingdom? That'll really spell where you stand in your heart with God. What is your money situation when it comes to furthering the kingdom of God? Do you lust after more money more than you love the Lord Jesus Christ? God knows your heart, and he knows exactly what your strong points are and what your weak points are. But it tells us here, if you love anything more than me, you're not worthy of me. And this is how it's going to stand. And one day, we will all be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. So we need to understand these things are sure, these things are true, and we need to give our lives and heart to him. So open your heart to these interesting truths, because we're fast running out of time. Jesus is coming back for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.